Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are in Revi'i, Parshas Mishpatim. Elokim lo sakala v'nasi ba'amcha lo sa'or. So Elokim, or Elohim, you should not curse, and a prince among your nation you shall not curse. Rashi says, well, we're not sure if that's capital Aleph or lowercase Aleph, and it could be don't blaspheme, or don't curse the person who's judging your case. Melayascha v'dimacha lo sacher v'chor banecha titen li. You should not delay in bringing the fulfillment of your plants, of your tefuah, as it has become ripened in Bikurim, nor, according to Rashi, your truma, and should be brought in its proper time and its proper order. Should not make it late. This is all according to Rashi. And furthermore, you should bring your firstborn children to me. Rashi says, of course, this means the pidyon bechorim, that you should redeem it for 5 selah from the Kohen. She asks, so, but we learned about this in Parshas Bo already, why is the Torah repeating this? And he explains that it's because that they're following this commandment with that of the bechor of the cattle, and that is 30 days, and so too this should be 30 days as well. Kein ta'aseh l'shorcha l'tzonecha shivas yamim yihye im imo b'yom hashmini titno li. Here shall do for your cattle, for your sheep, 7 days it will be with its mother, and on the 8th day it will be given to me. Rashi says that this is a warning to the Kohen, that if he's going to try to rush it, it should not be before 8 days. V'anshei kodesh tehiyun li uvasar basada trefa lo sochelu lekelav teshlichun oso. Shall be a holy nation to me, and meat in the field which is torn, you shall not eat of it. To the dogs you shall cast it. She says, what does it mean to be holy people? It means people who stay away from the disgusting nevelos and trefos, torn meat that dies as a result of wild animals, or that is not done with a proper shechita. This is what makes a holy person, and if not, you are not of my holy people. He comments the words, meat in the field which is torn, even in the house, it cannot be eaten either. Any place where it's the place where animals can die from being torn. As well, Avram and Achai is also from a living animal, can also not be eaten. In the same way which it is ripped by a wolf or a lion, you shall not eat it like them. This is basa treif, this is torn meat, you shall not eat it. You can give it to the dog, or you can sell it to an enem Yehudi, to tell you that it's mutter b'hana, any torn meat which is torn from the animal. Why does it say throw it to the dogs? To reward the dogs who did not bark when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Lo sisa shema shav al bashes yadcha im resha lehiyos eid chamos. You shall not receive any false tiding. Do not stretch out your hand with a wicked person to be a wanton aid. Rashi says it teaches us not to be makabel lashon hara, and for dying, not to listen to the words of a baal. You should not listen to claims of one litigant until the other litigant arrives. And a witness should not join with a wicked person in order to enter a false claim, and that he will be a witness with him. Sihye achare rabim l'raos, v'lo sa'aneh al riv lintos achare rabim l'hatos. You should not be with those going with a majority to do bad. You shall not testify regarding a feud or a fight to go after the majority. Rashi says this is a difficult pasuk, but it explains in the first part that we don't go to, shall not obligate somebody based only on the understanding of one judge. And in Dinei Nefashos, you need a two-judge majority in order to condemn for a capital crime, meaning that you need two more judges. It can't be one on one side, one on the other, but you need two over in order to convict in a capital crime. Lo sana al harif, he says, means that we don't disagree with the greatest of anyone who's sitting on the Beis Din. So the greatest Talmud Chacham should not speak until the end, because we're not going to disagree with him. Therefore, let other opinions be heard, and let his opinion be heard last. Another way to understand it is that you shouldn't go after the rabbim for evil, meaning in order to make a chiyuv misa for just one dayan, we will not cast him to cast his vote to give him a chiyuv misa. You need a rabbim, a larger amount, in order to do so. Therefore, Rashi says we will go to save someone's life, to be zot maskis somebody, you only need one more dayan who decides. But to be mechayev him, you need two in a capital case. Rashi adds another, lo sane al riv lenatos, don't just answer it quickly in order to get away from the fight. Rather, when you're done something, you have to don it to the emes lamito, the most truthful judgment. And not only that, but you should not go acharei rabim laras. If you see Rishayim trying to tilt justice away, you should say, since there's more people and there's nothing I can do, I'm just going to go along with them. And again, even if you see a majority which is forming up, you should not just go along with them. Rather, you should tell them what the true mishpat is. Yourself be a dissenting opinion. V'dal lo teda berivo. You shall not aid a poor person in his court case. Rashi says that you can't do justice, even if it would be for tzedakah, to give a poor man parnasa. We don't do that. Justice has to be just. If you will encounter the ox of your enemy lost, or his donkey, you shall surely return it to him. Ki sir chamor sanacha rovitz tachas maso. And if you will see the donkey of your enemy being crushed under his burden, do not walk away from him, rather help him. Rashi says in this case, ki means maybe it will happen. This is one of four times where ki means this, maybe it will happen. Chadalta ma'azov lo, how could it be that you'll just leave him there? Rather, Rashi says, you should help him. Rashi gives a different understanding from the Midrash and says that there are sometimes kisira v'chadalta. There'll be sometimes you'll see it and you will walk away. Why? Because sometimes you'll help and sometimes you won't. Sometimes when you have an elder or this is not in accordance with his kavod, then he can walk away. Then Rashi further explains azov tazov imo. There's a double lashon. What does this mean? Means to take off the burden of the animal with this other guy.